And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institutes. Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, a 31-year-old Californian named Cole Thomas Allen tried to rush the ballroom before being arrested. And within hours, the Sarasota County Democratic Party posted to Facebook, quote, "Well, that stinks." They didn't use the word stinks, and it wasn't necessarily a vulgar word that they used, but I'm not going to say it. They also used a laughing emoji and the status of feeling disappointed. They scrubbed the post by Sunday morning, but screenshots don't disappear when you hit delete. In better Trump news, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced more than $2 billion in federal investment for America's railways. The department also pulled $73 million in highway funds from New York for refusing to comply with commercial drivers' license rules. Now, you build for the ones who follow the law and defund the ones who don't. A federal judge has ruled that Washington State's mandate forcing Christian foster parents to use transgender pronouns plausibly violates the First Amendment. Shane and Jennifer DeGros fostered for nearly a decade before the state demanded they affirm gender ideology or lose their license. The state's compromise was a restricted license, letting them foster only kids ages 2 to 5, on the theory those children were too young to be transitioned anyway. Even a Biden-appointed judge couldn't miss that one. And in Canada, the press is hard at work normalizing polyamory. CTV ran a piece scolding the legal system for failing to keep up with thruples. Last year in Quebec, a judge ruled multi-parent families deserve the same rights as actual families, and a 3-year-old girl was placed with 3 men calling themselves fathers. And in Madison, Wisconsin, schools are canceling classes this Friday because 70% of the staff plan to skip work for a Day Without Immigrants protest against ICE. Working parents are on their own for child care. A watchdog group called Consumers Research is launching a campaign against two of America's largest nonprofit hospital systems, New York Presbyterian and Common Spirit Health, accusing them of putting woke politics ahead of patient care. New York Presbyterian runs a health justice center and a program steering trans-identifying kids toward gender-affirming care, while Common Spirit has its own Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion and Belonging. The question they're putting to Congress: did they really qualify as a tax-exempt charity? And finally, the United Kingdom has passed a generational smoking ban. Anyone born on or after January 1st, 2009 will never be legally allowed to buy a cigarette. Not at 18, not at 50, not ever. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which can be done at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.